Yeah, we are here at the 2018 Pews Symposium, a CEO Chairman Exchange. And look who I ran into, one of our keynoters, Sally Hogshead. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, what's not to like? We're in Hawaii, 77 degrees, killer group, awesome participants. Yeah, I love being here.
It's pretty awesome. So what, you've been here like the whole time, basically. So what are you talking about here? What's the main topic at hand these days?
One of the biggest problems that credit unions are facing is that members don't understand the difference between credit unions. In other words, the industry is becoming commoditized. Members are distracted. Millennials are entering, and they don't really understand why one is different than another. And so I'm showing people, how do they differentiate themselves and their credit union, not by looking at marketing, but by understanding how they as individuals can add the most value to differentiate themselves, to draw their team together. I've measured a million professionals inside of companies like Morgan Stanley, Raymond James, AT&T, IBM. And what we found is the high performers in teams do two things differently. The high performers of the million people we measured. First thing they do differently is they deliver a specific benefit. In other words, detail-oriented people were really detailed, and they didn't focus on being the rah-rah cheerleader. Yeah. The people who were big and visionary made sure that they didn't get in situations where they were going to be evaluated according to detail. The second thing that the high performers did differently is they turned this specialized benefit into a specialty that they would come to work, they would come to their meetings. And before the meeting, instead of feeling like they had to be all things to all people, instead of freaking out, they would say, I deliver analytical details. I'm going to go into this meeting and deliver that. Or I deliver energizing ideas. So they were able to, instead of trying to fix themselves, they were able to identify their greatest advantage, do it over and over again. And as a result, they were among the highest performers of their team.
So how does this help a credit union overall? Obviously, you have these people that are raising the bar, the level. So it sounds like a lot of other people, it might be kind of infectious in a good way, I would think. Is that how it kind of benefits a credit union?
Yes. Well, I mean, the credit union industry is going through such massive changes right now, economically, politically. The age group of people that are coming in, it's critical to be able to grow the business by attracting new members, to keep the members, get members referring people. So we all need to up our game. And what I found is that one of the best ways that we can add value is before we can really add value, we have to understand how we ourselves are perceived by other people at our best. And so when you can look through that lens, how do other people see you at your best, then it becomes a lot easier for you to deliver that over and over again. The problem is within credit unions, because a lot of times there's a long tenure of the people that are staying there, which is good. But sometimes there can be habits that become ingrained make it difficult for the team to keep up with technology or keep up with new customer service requests or complaints. So in my time with these participants, yesterday, today, tomorrow, I've been helping them identify, how do you pinpoint that unique value that you deliver, that your team needs, that your members need, so that you're more fulfilled in your work, but more importantly, you raise the level of performance.
What do you want your audience to do when they go back to their credit? Because a lot of times we go to these conferences and we listen to great speakers like you, and then we go back to the office and, okay, it's business as usual. How can you get them to act on this stuff? What do you want them to do?
We have a special gift here for your audience. We have a cool special gift. We're going to open up a custom code to the Fascination Advantage Assessment. Okay. It's the assessment that I built over a decade. If you were going to pick a code, what code would you want it to be? A code that's going to be their specialized code. What code would you want?
What code would I want?
Credit union?
No, that's too obvious.
I like the creativity. Your distinct value is being creative. What would your code be?
I don't know, maybe my dog or something like that.
Okay.
Or a really cool place on the planet Earth, like Hawaii or something.
How about Hawaii?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's your code. You can take the assessment. You can learn just like these participants are doing. You can learn what makes you most valuable and most fascinating. And you can do it too.
Okay,
here's how to do it. Go to howtofascinate.com /you, YOU.
Okay.
Howtofascinate.com/you.
Okay.
And then they put in a code. They'll get to do it for free.
Yeah.
And that code is Hawaii.
Perfect.
H-A-W-A-I-I.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. That's what, somebody really smart came up with that code. Somebody was going to come up with credit union as the code. But,
Nothing against credit unions.
Against
I love the industry. Great people. but I just want to be a little creative.
Right,
that's
of course,
all.
Of course, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So where can folks find out more about what you do and how you can help folks? Because I mean, obviously, you've worked with some pretty heavy hitters in your day. So where can we find out more information?
Sure. I have 2 New York Times bestsellers.
And was that all?
Yeah, my mom would tell you that. I had other good books, too. A book that I recommend is How the World Sees You.
Okay.
How the World Sees You. Mm-hmm. It's about understanding in a competitive environment, distracted, commoditized, how do other people see you at your best? Mm-hmm. And you can buy that in a bookstore on Amazon.
Right on.
Or you can come to the website, howtofascinate.com. I'm the CEO and founder. My team loves working with people in all different industries, especially credit unions.
Cool. Well, great message to end on. Great. Sally,
yeah,
thank you so
thank
much. You have just
pleasure.
A little bit of energy. Just a little bit. Thank you for that.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks.
Go to our website, howtofascinate.com.
Howtofascinate.com.
There you go. You heard it. Excellent. Thank you very much. Yay. Boom, boom. Excellent.